We've let second parties shape our view of God more than the Bible and our firsthand experience of a relationship with Him. If we only base our understanding of God on secondhand sound bites from others, we can be left with a general sense that God is anti-everything. He's anti-music, anti-movies, anti-dancing, anti-sex, anti-laughter, anti-fun, anti-Democrat or anti-Republican, depending on where you live, and the list goes on. He's pretty much anti-life. But something is desperately wrong when our impression of God is mainly about things He is against, real or imagined, and not what He is for. And please don't get me wrong. God is against plenty of sinful behaviors that we see expressed in the Bible. But He is for many more healthy ways of living, including real pleasure. Most certainly, He is for people to know Him and experience all of life, not as guilt, but as gift. New lease or old leash. I realize living out this view of God can take time. Long after I said yes to God in my life, I still doubted whether He said yes to me. I felt I'd never be good enough, never measure up, and never ultimately please Him. When you aren't convinced someone likes you, it makes it challenging to trust them with every aspect of your life. I feared God was the God of no. After all, don't the Ten Commandments say again and again, "Thou shalt not"? Isn't God mainly trying to get our attention to stop doing bad stuff? Doesn't God want to end the party and turn the music down? There were a lot of negative consequences for the way this belief shaped my life. I saw my relationship with God in more negative than positive terms. My faith was boiled down to what I felt I was not doing. Consequently, I looked for joy in places other than God, turning to hobbies, entertainment, books, and learning, all of which are good things. I sought a level of satisfaction from them that they could not ultimately sustain. Similarly, I turned to pleasing people and seeking their approval, whether it was through a work project or a family achievement, and there was this nagging sense that I just wasn't cutting it. God was there and He put up with me, but deep down I still felt like He said no to me. So I compartmentalized my faith in my life. I loved God, but I also held back a lot of my heart, and it never occurred to me to look to Him as the ultimate source of joy in my life. Can you relate? What has your experience with God been like up to now? I mean, does your faith ever feel less like a new lease on living and more like an old leash? As a believer, do you still feel like deep down God says no to you more than yes? Are you focused more on what to avoid rather than what to embrace? If something feels good, do you secretly sense it must be wrong? Have you reduced faith down to duty and responsibility more than joy and love? The result of not fully understanding God's yes is a subtle drift in our heart from the one that we love. We starve ourselves from many of God's good gifts for a while, then engage in a binging and purging cycle with everything from food to shopping to church involvement. Pursuits that are anything but healthy in their extremes. We keep trying to find lasting satisfaction in a relationship or an accomplishment or another dose of praise for the need for approval. Just as visitors to Vegas soon discover that overstimulated pleasure doesn't satisfy them for long, we get frustrated with our attempts to find lasting satisfaction and grow weary. We begin to lose the ability to enjoy simple things, to laugh, to rest in God's love and be content with His provision. Maybe we even become one of those grumpy, angry, negative Christians we thought we'd never become, judging others so we can feel better about ourselves. A root issue in all of these things is that we are not fully embracing God's yes to every part of our life and world. Think about it for a moment. Imagine enjoying God thoroughly, and as a byproduct, celebrating food, sex, work, marriage, meaningful relationships with our kids, helping others, and living in contentment before Him. All of these things are gifts from God and are given for our enjoyment. We simply have to stop treating our pursuit of meaning and satisfaction like a weekend trip to Vegas. Over the moon or under the sun. To explore God's yes to all of life, we'll turn to what some perceive to be the ultimate no book in the Bible. Ecclesiastes reads like Solomon's personal journal entries, a diary in which he pulls no